Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you and good afternoon to all of you. Thank you for stopping by to listen to the Word for Today Radio Broadcast Ministries, and this is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson, and I'm just delighted to come in your home, meet you on the internet and the chat rooms. We've been having a wonderful day. I don't know if that grammar was correct, but we had a wonderful day thus far. Amen. And I have a message for you today. I'm not going to be before you too long, but the title of the message is Change Your Husband. My text will be Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 33, which says, "Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Amen. Well, on today, I want you just to, if you do have a pen or a piece of paper, just take down a few notes. I have 4 points I'm just going to speak on briefly. Amen. And I do want to let you know, amen, that we are excited about what God is doing in the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. That's right. We are in anticipation. We are ready. We're at the threshold, ready to cross over into our new emphasis that the Lord will bless us with. Amen. It's truly been marvelous. We've been having outdoor services for the last month or so. And let me tell you something, there's nothing wrong with taking the gospel outside of the four walls and bringing it to the street. My Lord, we had a marvelous time just bringing forth the word. It's been trying, it's been educational. You know, I thank God for the experience because it lets you know exactly where you are. Well, beloved, I have some other great news that we'll share with you towards the end of this broadcast. Now that we are situated, I want to go into today's message. Change your husband. In the book of Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 33, it reads, "Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, on today, I ask, Lord, as I decrease, you increase in me. You increase in this broadcast, Lord, that you dispatch angels to stand on four quarters of the east, north, west, and south, Father, that you will saturate this studio, this line, with the blood of Jesus. And even now, Father, we thank you, Lord. We pull down the oppositions. We pull down and bind up everything that will cause confusion and melee. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, Father. Amen. Well, I want to just start off by my introduction, just tell you a brief little story. Amen. She had been married for more than 15 years. The couple had two precious children. On the surface of their marriage, they appeared to be happy, but she was frustrated in the relationship. She had been trying for years to change her husband. Her attempts to change him went through a repeated cycle. She would read a book or a magazine article about another marriage. Then she tried to pattern her marriage after what she had read. She approached him with a newfound ideas. He thought that she was rejecting him emotionally, withdrew. she became frustrated and angry with him, and she complained until he became angry. They lived with silence for a few days as they pouted with each other. Finally, he apologized and they talked again. It was a continuous cycle. There's so many people today that read magazines and books, watch TV shows, and they get a perception of how they would love to have their husband become or be a man, and they literally try to transform that person. But I want to talk about a few, if you don't mind, that can go both ways, husband or the wife. I want to just point out a few points on today. My first point is trying to change your mate is destined to fail. I want to say it again. I want you to write this down. Trying to change your mate is destined to fail. People change only when they really want to change. Such change must come from within person, not from outside pressure. You see, you know, people have gone through a lot of different situations. For example, folks that had addictions, they had to want to change. No matter how much we wanted them to change and we suggested that, hey, why don't you do this and do that, if they're not ready to give up that addiction, if they're not ready to change, amen, they're not going to do nothing. The outside pressure won't be a major force. It's something that has to happen within, not on the outside. So remember, trying to change your mate is destined to fail. Point number two I want to say on today is successful marriages are based upon love and respect. Men, I'm talking to the men now. I know you out there. Men need the respect of their wives. You hear that, women? I want y'all to understand this, sisters. I'm saying this for a purpose because I find out that there seems to be an issue when it comes to authority, when it comes to respect, that the word submission or the idea of authority has been so blown out of proportion that it does not register, was not recognized in this particular generation because of the way of the time. And, you know, there are liberals and there are folks that feel as if that what we are speaking about was something that happened back in the Bible times. But you understand that this is not something that just happened, but this is something that was prescribed by God. What you mean, man? God, well, this is what God was from the beginning, for men and women to cohabit together, amen, and there was order placed in that situation. So point number two, successful marriages are based upon love and respect. Men need the respect of their wives. Respect is a major masculine gender need. See, us men, we need to feel that you, as a woman, are respecting us for who we are. And as a man, we're on the flip side of that. On the other hand, wives need the unconditional love of their husbands. That's why Christ said that men are to love their wives as he loves the church, because it's an unconditional love, a love that it doesn't hold the scorecard, a love that will make sacrifices even when you feel as if maybe you shouldn't have. But see, that's the love that we are supposed to have, like Christ, to the extent of giving up all of ourselves. See, Christ gave his life. You know, we need to be able to emulate how Christ loves the church concerning our wives. This is a major feminine gender need. That's why I read Ephesians 5 and 33. Point number three on today is using pressure to change your mate can easily be interpreted as personal rejection. I'm going to say that again. Using pressure to change your mate can easily be interpreted as personal rejection. See, it becomes a parent-child transaction. Most men don't want a wife who acts like a mother rather than a wife. In other words, see, there are some women out there that get to a place where they become so rather bossy and they enable men to a point that at the same time they come across as if they're still the parent, and they're coming across as if the husband is the child. So men don't like to have a situation, I should say most men, but there's some men that might be a mama's boy or something. I'm not quite sure, but most men don't want a wife who acts like a mother rather than a wife. And most women don't want a man that's going to be acting like they are a child. They don't want to mother a child. Amen. This transaction and the relationship can ruin the romance. Because, you know, there's no way that you're going to be able to have any type of intimacy if things are not properly in perspective. Amen. My fourth point on today, I hope that you're writing this down. I'm going to go back over these points so you can write them down if you join me late. My fourth point on today is unconditional acceptance is an important need and a strong bond of marriage. I'll say that again to you. Unconditional acceptance is an important need and a strong bond of marriage. Constant criticism sends a message of rejection and never brings change for good. I want to say that one more time. I want you to get that. Constant criticism sends a message of rejection and never brings change for good. Wives may express their needs to their husbands. This avoids criticism and attacks, which causes him to become defensive or withdrawal. So in other words, first of all, when someone's being criticize, you know, they just say that there's nothing wrong with positive critiquing, but when there's a constant criticism concerning one person or something that person's doing about that individual, that's like a message of rejection. They can't receive nothing. There's not going to be a change of good because the individual feels as if you're attacking them. And see, maybe you've been guilty of that, or maybe you're a man, you've been guilty of that, but I want you to know that that is not the way to get to express yourself concerning your feelings. See, I remember that the Bible says that in order for two to walk together, they must have understanding. In order to get understanding, you must be able to communicate with one another. But if you're criticizing someone on a constant basis, on an everyday situation, it shuts down the doors of communication, and there's a rejection, that spirit will come in, and before you know it, there's no communication, there's stress and everything else that's going on. Amen. But I do want you to understand that, wives, you might want to express your needs to your husband. In other words, sit down and find a good time when it's not in the middle of the heat of an argument, but when there's peace in the atmosphere, and sit down and talk with your husband and express your concerns, express your feelings. Amen. And this can avoid criticism and attacks, which cause most of the time the man to become a defensive or the defensive or withdraw. See, some men, they become defensive when they feel that you're coming at them or speaking to them in such a way that attacks their integrity or their manhood. Amen. You know, some folks, you know, it's amazing because some men will withdraw, but also women have been known to do the same thing. But one thing about the husband, he can only respond to your needs as he understands them. So it goes back to that scripture once again, that two cannot walk together unless there's understanding. So in order for him to respond correctly, he needs to understand exactly what it is that you are going through or you're not pleased with. And the same thing goes, amen, for the husband. It's very vital and important to express oneself without appearing to be that you're attacking someone, amen. So, you know, I wanted this to go recap, amen, over these 4 points once again on today. And I truly hope that this has been a blessing to you, amen, for the short amount of time that we have on the air on today. But I want to rehash this real quick. Point number one was trying to change your mate is destined to fail. People can change only when they really want to change. And that change got to be something that happens from the inside. That person has to want to do it, and they have to change from within, not from outside pressures. Point number two on today was successful marriages are based upon love and respect. So men need the respect of their wives. Women of God, they need the respect from you guys. Amen. Respect is the major masculine gender need. Just as the wives need to have unconditional love of their husband, that is the major feminine gender need. Amen. Using pressure to change your mate can easily be interpreted as personal rejection. That was point number three. I'll say it one more time, sure. Using pressure to change your mate can easily be interpreted as personal rejection. And that was basically dealing with childlike or apparent child transaction, treating or talking to someone as if they're a child. And like I said earlier, most men don't want a wife who acts like a mother rather than a wife. And this transaction in the relationship can ruin the romance. Remember that. And our final point on today was unconditional acceptance is an important need in a strong bond of marriage. Unconditional acceptance is an important need in a strong bond of marriage. Remember I said constant criticism is not good. It sends that message of rejection, amen. It will never bring change for good as long as that has been sold in there. We don't want to sow anything that's going to cause negative or rejection, because then you allow spirit to come in, and also it does not bring forth, it does not birth nothing that's going to be good. So wives, you might want to express yourself once again to your husband. Tell him how you feel. Choose the right time, the right climate, the right situation. Not in the midst of a disagreement or argument, it's not going to function properly. And this will avoid criticism and attacks, which will cause your husband, amen, to become on the defensive or withdrawal. This is also good for those that are in relationships that are even considering to become married. You can utilize these things, but most importantly, he can only respond to your needs if you understand them. So let there be in all you're getting, get understanding. That's what God says, praise God. And don't forget our key scripture on today was Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 33. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself. The wife see that she respects her husband. So it's so important that we love the wife just as we love ourselves, you know. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for allowing, amen, for me to be able to love my wife as he loves the church. How many of you know that there's something about Jesus, there's something about being able to love your wife, there's something about being able to be obedient to God's spirit, amen. So we're just excited about what God is doing right now in the land of the living. Praise God. And if you heard this word on today and it's been a blessing unto you, Amen. And you said, well, man of God, I needed to hear that. And it was an on-time word. I want you to go ahead and email us and just let us know that you're out there. You can email us at info@citywidecog.org. That's info@citywidecog.org. Amen. Visit our website. Amen, for your love, offerings, and contributions. We appreciate it. I've been challenging people for a leap of faith. God placed in my spirit to challenge you for a leap of faith. Those that will stand out and stand up right now with me on with a leap of faith to sow. God said there's 20 people that's going to sow $40. And it doesn't take next week. Not going to take, amen, a few months. But God said there's some that's going to hear this word, going to hear my voice, amen. And God has spoken to you because you said, well, you've been looking for an on-time blessing. You've been looking for a miracle. You've been asking God to move on your behalf, and there's things that you need. But I heard in the spirit, as you give unto God's house, you take care of God's house, God's going to take care of yours, amen. And there's some of you that need to step out and on with a leap of faith, amen. That's that mega faith, the faith that goes beyond the understanding, the reasoning of man. It goes beyond the understanding of the flesh. It goes beyond the way and the thoughts of the world. It's that mega faith. It's the leap of faith that is a spiritual faith, the faith that is small as a mustard seed, but it's powerful enough to make things happen, to move mountains and to move trees and to heal the sick. Amen. Come on, somebody. I need you to come to our website, www.citywidecog.org. That's right, citywidecog.org. I want you to know that I told you that God said, leap out. There's someone right now, I heard in my spirit, 10 people who can sow $100. 10 people. I'm not trying to prime you. I'm not trying to move you. I'm telling you what I heard in my spirit. Amen. And of all you that know Apostle Thompson, amen, for all the years and months that I've been on the Facebook and on the radio, amen, you know, praise God, who I am, then you know that the man of God speaks from the word, amen, and that God speaks with this man of God, amen, and this is good soil to sow in, that I want you to be obedient as you're being, and I'm telling you right now, God wants you to be obedient. Don't fight with this. Don't hesitate. Don't struggle. If you know in your spirit God is talking, you say, well, man of God, I do have it, but this is all I got. But, you know, when your spirit, though, you know, you're feeling led and moved to sow, don't choke your blessing. Amen. Don't hold back. Amen. That woman that only had two mites, that might have been all that she had, but she gave from a good substance. She gave from the heart. She gave not grudgingly, but she gave cheerfully. And she gave more than all the others that had substances. So I'm telling you right now, if you don't believe me, you better try God. The God that I serve, amen, is an on-time God, and he's a God that don't forsake you. He won't renege on you. He won't tell you a lie, but he's surely going to deliver what his word says he's going to do. And so once you just test and try him, try him. The Bible said, try me and see one eye over the floodgates of heaven and pour down blessings that you'll have no room to store. Amen. I'm a true believer. I'm firm, and I believe that if you would just trust God on today and step out, take a leap of faith, amen, and then say, Lord, I hear you, and I know you spoke to my spirit. I need you to sow that $40. I need those to sow that $100. I need you to sow this right now. Use your credit card, amen. Praise God. Send a check or money order, amen. But go to our website, www.citywidecog.org. If you don't feel like doing it on the internet, you can do MoneyGram, praise God, to Andre Thompson in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, or you can just go and write out a check or money order to Citywide Church of God. That's Citywide Church of God. Amen. P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey. That zip code is 0886. Once again, that's Citywide Church of God. P.O. P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, 088886. I want to let you know right now, I'm going to pray in advance, even covering you in the sea, those that are moving and they hear my voice, don't hesitate. Don't struggle. Amen. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for your word on today. I thank you for the message that will help each and every one understand that we must have the love of Christ. We must love our wives as we love ourselves. We must love our wives like you love the church, Jesus. Our wives must be able to show respect and reverence unto their husbands as they do this unto you. Father, we thank you that you have let us understand that we can't do the changing, but you do the changing. You are, amen, the part of where the clay, but the change comes from the inside, and the individual has to want to change. Amen. So we understand, Father, we can stand the gap, we can pray, we can share, amen, how we feel our differences, but Lord, that we need to do this in wisdom. We have to use wisdom in all that we do. For I understand the Bible says to be harmless as does the wise. Amen. Be harmless as hallelujah as does. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As a serpent, yes, Lord. Wise as a serpent, harmless as doves, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, Lord, you have given us wisdom. Wisdom, hallelujah, that we know that lack knowledge and wisdom, you said that you'll give it freely, Lord. So I ask that you right now, you release it upon that people in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind up every hindrance. Lord, those that are sowing, that you will bless them a 30, 60, 100-fold blessing. Lord, those that are sowing into the ministry, those that are hearing your voice, Lord, that are not afraid to step out on faith, those that are taking a leap of faith right now, Lord, that you will also leap, hallelujah, not only in their faith, Lord, but they will just leap into boundaries, hallelujah, and destinations and places, Lord, that you have called them to be, that they will be catapulted into dimensions, Lord. Lord, that you will open up windows, Father, that the blessings will come down like a thunderstorm of blessings, Lord. Let it just rain. Let it rain blessings, Lord, all throughout the storehouse, Lord, that they will have no room to store. Father, Lord, let them know that you are God. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, say in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for healing on the day. Those that need healing in their body, those that are standing in the gap for their family members that are afflicted with infirmities, Lord, even as they're sowing, hallelujah, even as they hit the donation button, Father, according to their faith, Lord, let there be a rapid healing. Let the folks that are sick be made whole. Father, Lord, those that have addictions, let the addictions be broken. Break every chain right now, Father. I break it in the name of Jesus. I bind up addictions right now, drug addictions and alcoholism, nicotine, Father. Every addiction, God, faith, Father, in the name of Jesus, we break it now, Father. We loose peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. All understanding in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, beloved, you need to join me on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock for our online Bible study, praise God, and 11 o'clock we're going to have, amen, the Prayer Warriors International. Don't forget, continue to pray for us. Continue, Lord, hallelujah, just continue this to ask God just to lift up, hallelujah, the man and the woman of God, amen. Continue to pray for the family, amen. Listen, we love you. We're going to get back with you tomorrow. I got Eugene McDuffie, amen, evangelist Eugene McDuffie. He's going to be my guest. You need to join me on tomorrow at 5 p.m. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson, Kingdom Lessons Upon You and Your Family. I want to let you know one thing. Jesus loves you, and so do we, and so do I. Yes, indeed. Amen. Well, listen, y'all have a blessed evening. I'll get back to you on tomorrow. God bless you.